Military candidates stir unease ahead of Iran presidential vote. By Breitbart Jerusalem on May 10, 2021. Tehran, AFP. A string of military figures on the list of Iranian presidential hopefuls is stirring unease over a possible militarization of the Islamic Republic's politics. Registration for the June 18 poll runs from Tuesday to Saturday, after which names will be handed to the conservative-dominated Guardian Council for vetting. State news agency IRNA has pointed to the longest-ever list of potential candidates in a presidential election with a military background. The participation of candidates with a military background is not new, said Ahmad Zaidabadi, an independent journalist in Tehran. However, none of them were serving members of military forces during their candidacy, said Habib Torkashvand, a journalist with the Fars news agency which is close to Iran's ultra-conservatives. This time around, hopefuls include Saeed Mohammed, an advisor to Guards Commander Major General Hossein Salami, and former Oil Minister Admiral Rostam Qasemi, an economic affairs aide to the head of the Guards elite Al-Quds force. Two members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf and his predecessor Ali Larijani, have both run for president in the past. So has Admiral Ali Shamkhani, Secretary General of the Supreme National Security Council. The three have been touted as possible candidates for this year's race too, although they have yet to declare their intentions. No chance of militarization. The field also includes Ezatollah Zarghami, a former Guards member, and General Hossein Dehan, who was defense minister in outgoing President Hassan Rouhani's first government. Moderate Daily Jamhoori-e-Islami has warned the election of a military figure to head the government could have negative consequences for the country. And Ali Motahari, a former lawmaker from the reformist camp who has announced he plans to run, has said the long struggles to end military rule in Turkey and Pakistan should serve as a warning. But General Dehan has rejected any suggestion that military figures would bring in martial law or restrict freedoms. In Iran, there's no chance of militarization of the state, said Dehan, currently an advisor to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. No military interference. The Islamic Republic's late founder, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, repeatedly urged the military not to interfere in politics. But under his successor Khamenei, the Revolutionary Guard Corps has expanded its economic and political influence to such an extent that analysts regard it as a state within a state. The military's influence on Iranian diplomacy has been at the center of a furor in recent weeks after an audio leak in which Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif complained of having sacrificed diplomacy for the military field rather than the field servicing diplomacy. Zarif said he regretted his comments were leaked. Shortly after, General Mohsen Reza, an ex-commander of the elite Republican Guards and former presidential hopeful, criticized Zarif as he announced his candidacy. Revolutionary Guards Chief Salami has since said that only personal initiative motivated any member to run for office, and said his organization did not instruct members how to vote. Abbas Ali Katodai, spokesman for the Guardian Council electoral body, has told to AFP that Iranian law does not ban members of the military from running for election. It does, however, forbid military interference, such as announcing a candidate or changing the outcome of a poll.